that kind of phenom would impact winning on a different level.
Yeah, we always talk about basketball being the sport where if you have that guy, you are good because you have that guy.
He used to come through Atlanta. Sam and I used to sit there in the upper level and just watch him. And the things that Sam would detail, you know, I learned so much basketball from that dude. He would just say, that, like, man, he used to call him the boogeyman. He would say, I ain't calling him boogie. I'm going to call him boogeyman. It's scary. So he'd talk about the things that he, like you said, with his feet and his sense of passing and understanding where everyone should be on the court. You know, the technicals and all the other things, the flare-ups, that's what you think about. But the dude is, he is, like Rashid was, just a supremely intelligent basketball player.
And there's this angry texter. The fact that you don't know there's a Bulls game on a Saturday night in November, that's on you, player, Mr. Score, basketball expert. Yeah,
payday's Friday.
That Bulls expert, basketball expert, but, right?
Yeah, hey, check still cash, though. I don't know what to tell you, brother. Sorry about that.
The one time when Murph was all mad that we were playing sound drops, but he was sounding like an idiot, and he comes up, he's like, hey, stop playing those drops. You got to stop playing those. And I said, no, we don't. They're funny.
No, we don't have to stop right? That's what I said. Teammate's like, hey, can you help me out here?
Here's the thing. He said, well, what if I did it? Played it when you guys make mistakes. I said, okay, we do it to ourselves first. We make fun of ourselves, yes. So it really wouldn't be that big a deal because we try to have fun with it when we say something wrong or stupid because that's what we do. I say, yeah, but I could do that to you. I said, well, are you asking me or are you threatening me? I said, well, which one is it? And then the best goes, you know what I could do? When Terry says I didn't watch the game, I could play that. So then people are going to know
he didn't watch
the game.
Terry told you.
I'm like, he said it.
Yeah, Terry told you.
Like, he doesn't quite care often what you
think. And he didn't watch that game.
Right.
Yes.
Bears
game sometimes. Right. He'll tell you, I did not watch that game.
Because you don't have to watch. Nobody reasonably expects that you can watch everything all the time.
Yeah, we're here to connect and sometimes right? Entertain and have a good time.
I didn't watch the heavyweight championship, but I will be damned if I didn't go back and watch the heavyweight championship as it's Fatty Boombaletti against.
Well, a lot of people think that this Wilder job is something that it's not.
Right.
Yeah, we're just here to, you know, make meat jokes for about 4.5 hours.
We can do that.
And meatloaf.
All right, I need you to help me figure something out.
Okay.
I want you to figure out what my relationship is with Northwestern football outcomes.
Oh, Lord. All right, we'll do that next.
It's just a brief session. It's a quick...
All right.
You can help. Because you have a history, and I don't know
I have a history?
Yeah, you're a longtime fan and Evanston native.
Yes, so I know when to go away. You seemingly have been glued to it the last few weeks. We'll get into it. He's Dan Bernstein. He's an idiot. I'm Jason Goff. Not doing my job, and you listen to 670 The Score.
Stick around for my loyal teammates, Bernstein and Boers. They'll do anything for the team. They're team players.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the lights Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears got back to practice today as they prepare for Sunday's game against Green Bay. John Fox meeting the media, and he says the key for the next 8 weeks is to be more consistent.
You know, we have to be right on top of it, and when we are, we win. You know, and we've lost some close games, we've won some close games, and you know, I'd rather see that be more consistent in the second half.
And coming up tonight in the NFL, it's Detroit at Green Bay. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. Turning to baseball, the free agent signing period begins today. No signings just yet, but lots of teams are declining options on certain players, making them free agents, like the Dodgers with Andre Ethier, Texas with Mike Napoli, and Cincinnati leaning to do the same with Zach Cozart. And in Baltimore, former Cub catcher Wellington Castillo, he's opted out of his final year of his deal. He becomes a free agent, and then Cleveland, the Indians have made a qualifying offer of $17.4 million 1 year to pitcher Carlos Santana. The football postgame show on The Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. And Danny, I was talking to Jason in one of the breaks. not only is DeMarcus Cousins a man-child, obviously, down there, they run the offense through him on the half court.
Why not?
I mean, that's exactly right.
Why wouldn't you?
That's exactly right, because, first of all, other teams try and double-team him. He is a very good passer.
Yes, he is.
The only problem is they need to get the ball much more to Anthony Davis.
Well, Anthony Davis will be the first to tell you that. This hour brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. Get a cheesy gordita crunch, a burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
4th and 11. Ball game right here. Lee. Pass deflected, incomplete. And Northwestern wins it in overtime. History made in Lincoln. The first team in FBS history to win 3 straight in overtime.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's what you got. That's what you're listening to. This is 670 The Score. You can also check us out on watch670thescore.com. Also on Facebook Live if you want to check in there. I haven't checked in yet. I will.
Why not? Those are your people.
I forgot. Things have been crazy this morning. Speaking of crazy, Northwestern Wildcats hate regulation.
And by the way, your story from this morning is hilarious.
Man.
The power outage. Jason couldn't leave his electrically controlled garage.
The parking gate wouldn't open up. And my guy was like, there is no manual switch for that. So I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I'm locked in here. I had to walk down a couple of flights of steps. It complete, like, pitch black. It was dark. I had to take a dark shower.
Like the movie Pitch Black?
Yes.
Where you're like Vin Diesel?
Dude, I had to put my flashlight on my phone on because the steps, you know, pretty steep.
You make a torch
steps.
Like Rambo?
I did not make a torch like Rambo. But yeah, I was, you know, I had some issues this morning. I had to take a dark shower, you know, and it was crazy. And then as soon as I leave, they text me while I was in the Uber. Oh, the power's back on. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. So I appreciate you. Now my kid will have to ride in the Uber on the way home from daycare instead of daddy picking him up.
He's probably happy to do that. This segment brought to you by Web Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago. Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oaklawn. All right.
I thought I'd been good so far.
I don't understand what I'm doing with Northwestern football.
You love it.
Yeah, but it's I think it's kind of like the
it's
way
like when I used to listen to North at the end and come in every day and tell you guys, did you guys hear what North said?
And we would say, what are you
why
doing,
Why are you doing
man?
It if it bothers you so much?
Or like Gary from Evanston would do with Skip Bayless, right?
Right.
There's always going to be something likable about Northwestern.
It's like smelling gasoline on your fingertips when you pump the gas. You know, you're like, oh man, that's not that bad.
Or drinking Malort. You know,
it's not like drinking Malort. You're the only person that enjoys
Bronca.
That.
I mean, but it's not as high end. Maybe it is because it's Northwestern. Maybe Northwestern
it's a
high
end overtime.
Is like the Fernet Branca experience where it doesn't taste quite right. There's some people who are just going to wonder, like, what?
Even though Pat Fitzgerald is a Coors Light guy, if I've ever seen
how
him
is crushing it against his head. Go Casper!
Go Blue Mountains!
It's so cold, the mountains have turned blue, and I'm going to crush it on my forehead.
Why is it Tim Shaw?
Totally.
But no, your Northwestern thoughts?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't look right.
No,
it does. It's almost like Bears games that don't look like other football. Northwestern games. It's the early game too.
Eggs and then Northwestern football.
And when they're winning, you know they're not going to keep winning. And when they're losing, somehow you know they're not going to keep losing because the other team's going to start missing field goals and they've got like a Jedi mind trick thing going on. Their quarterback throws it right to the other team.
Often,
too often.
Often,
yet. You can't tear yourself away from it.
And
it never goes anywhere. It's always going to be either always going to be, you know,
they're going to win 8 games for the rest of our lives. Yeah, they're going to win 8 games for the rest of our lives.
And that's what they are. Mm-hmm. And they will go to the Pinstripe Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they can win the Pinstripe
Every
Bowl.
Every once in a while, they'll hit you with 9 or 10 games.
Yeah, against your Gators, Citrus, or whatever it is.
The day
now.
Before New Year's Eve, right. You know, something like that.
So, but what am I doing?
You know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Occasionally, there's an NFL guy you see there.
Yeah, they got a couple.
Godwin Igwe-Buke.
Well, I've got a personal attachment to this team, especially because the Dickerson family, my man Ralph Dickerson, who was out there and moving and shaking things in the finance world in New York. His sons, I met him through Ryan Baker and Kendall Gill.
Okay,
and his sons Cam Dickerson and Garrett Dickerson. One was a wide receiver that is no longer with the team. His son is Garrett Dickerson there, or they call him the Superback, number 9.
Yeah.
The big kid, he's a tight end. Now, Garrett, I believe, is the more talented of the two. He may have an NFL future. So I watch because, you know, I saw Garrett as a freshman, and I saw Cam go out of Northwestern, and Ralph is a cool dude. So I watch on a personal level.
Okay.
And Jerry Brown, who is their secondary coach, his son was one of my best friends growing up, and I spent many a night in the Brown household eating their food and watching their television. So there's a personal relationship there. And of course, it's Evanston. So, you know, you got that vibe as well. But I watch because of those reasons. You don't have any of those connections. Northwestern is fun. Northwestern has succeeded because they're the school that makes you think that they're doing it a different way. Because of how
I know they're doing it with a different talent pool.
Yeah, their academic standards.
Right.
And also, you know, that spread thing, like they balanced the scales offensively years ago with, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll attack your big school fifth corner and fourth corner and make him make decisions. Or we'll make your rotation, you know, on that defensive front with all your 4-star players, your 5-star players in the Big Ten. We'll tire them out because we'll run more plays. Like they've thought about things on a white collar level for a long time now. You know, going back to Randy Walker and going back to Gary Barnett. And even Gary Barnett, they ran more of a pro style. Randy Walker, they started to spread things out. And Pat Fitzgerald has sustained some of that as well. So they make you think, oh, okay, this plucky Northwestern bunch. And along the way, they've acquired more talent, too. There are better players going to Northwestern than the Randy Walker and Gary Barnett days.
It's also because I really like so many of the people there. I mean, Jimmy Phillips is like the best guy ever.
He's terrific.
There's Jimmy Phillips and Mike Polisky and all the people there doing what they do. And every day that Jimmy stays there before he turns that thing over to Mike and goes to take some massive like NFL presidency or conference presidency is a day that Northwestern.
And if you don't know Jimmy, he's the guy walking around in a finally tailored suit without the suit jacket.
He looks like, see me right now?
He's walking always.
If you're looking at our video stream, the guy who looks like this, who is pacing around the end zone.
Very, very
dressed
anxious.
Almost exactly like this, except with a tie on. I'm going to put my tie on.
Got a tie on, yeah.
But that's Jimmy, the guy.
That's the guy. He's good people, too. Jim is...
But it's not the same as... then you flip over to Oklahoma Oklahoma State, and...
They've got some things on the Oklahoma team.
Was it Futek or Kramer that called that said that was going to be 75-74 or whatever it was?
It's the highest in the... What's the name of that rivalry?
The Bedlam.
The Bedlam?
Game,
okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's...
Like, is that entertaining to you guys?
I was just about to ask you that,
Shep. Because it's not good defense to me. It's a lot of speedy
guys.
It's
not existent defense.
Well, you know what it is? It's too many...
It's
too many options for kids to process. That's what you get away. It's like a glitch. It's like a video game glitch where it's like, okay, I gotta protect against the read pass.
Yeah, it's in television 9313.
And by the way, I'm only allowed 20 hours to do my job, you know, throughout the work week. I have to be a student, you know, whatever you want to say with that. And all these things are going on. And professionals like, oh, yeah, I'd eat that up because I've seen this before. I've seen that before. By the time you get to that junior year, which is what LSU has been dealing with a lot, you've got kids who are like, screw this school. I can't wait to go pro. LSU has had to deal with that the last 3 or 4 years. You ask anybody where Leonard Fournette. A few years ago, didn't Les Miles put out the thing for all the scouts that were coming to talk to him? If you're coming to talk to me about these 5 guys, don't ask me a question about them because they don't care about LSU football. Like, that's the problem. You have all these kids who are terrific athletes who are asked to do so much, and then offensively, you've got these guys who, you know, are grown men who are exploiting these kids because they can't key in on several different things at once, and then it becomes 55-52 has to be entertaining. So the more points, the better. I talked about the Northwestern Michigan game. That was an anomaly back then.
It was rare at
that time. Yeah, exactly. Now you've got the
instant classic.
In the SEC and the Big 12 now, if you're not scoring 45 points a game, you go back to RG3's Baylor days.
This gets back to your Florida point.
Yes.
Where Florida was one of the teams and the spurrier teams that started this entire arms race.
It's not. You're not doing it right if you're not doing it that way now. That's the problem.
The appetite of the fan, of the alums, has been wet. sweated for this.
Yes.
This is what you're supposed to do.
I college football, like, I'm the guy that liked the LSU-Alabama championship game. Okay,
well, I'm so with you.
I might
that.
Be the wrong
like,
one.
I don't.
Well, that's
think...
what got you the playoff.
Yeah, because it was 9-6, and you had a 2-loss team, right?
And nobody watched. That's what got you the playoff. But that was like the last straw.
I hated the BCS anyway, though. So you know, I mean, you never got
I hated
the one.
It, but what really would have?
You not, but like it, for the people who hated it, like you and I, you never really got the bad matchup. Like
right.
You always got 1-2. Like you can argue 3 a couple
and,
of
like,
years.
And like as good as like the playoff and the discussion is. We've seen how many good games of actual, like, the 1-4 and 2-3
right,
matchups.
Right.
Like, you've seen one good game in 3 years?
Maybe.
The Ohio State-Alabama game? Otherwise, it's a rout.
We got a couple of NFL notes here, both involving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans has been suspended without pay for a game.
Rightfully so.
For violations of unsportsmanlike conduct and unnecessary roughness rules. John Runyon, the VP of football ops, the giant hairy armed man, has weighed in. he never wears a shirt at work.
Just walking around with a sweater on at all times. Sir,
Sasquatch man.
that hair-colored sweater yes. is quite appetizing
that's,
on you.
That's like that guy that has to shave his neckline, and you can see, you know what I mean? You know that guy at the gym that always has like that?
I've never, no.
You never been around
like,
that
like
guy?
The wisps of hair like, coming out?
Oh, not the
no.
bushel? No, the guy that is so hairy, he literally has to shave like a crew neck.
So his shirt's
right. Won't. So it doesn't
like
show
wolf out of his shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Or they have to wax themselves and oh no. He's the guy that weighed in. And also, Jameis Winston shut down for an open-ended period of weeks.
Shoulder.
So,
shoulder injury.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is an NFL quarterback once again.
Come on down, bearded.
Have fun with that.
The bearded
I want
one.
To look at me. I'm going to pass it to coin after I say one thing.
Let's go.
That's a W. Let's eat one. Let's eat one. That's a W. How many people want to eat a W tonight? Yeah. How many eat a W tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Jameis Winston made like the old West Side Connection.
West Side?
Yeah, West Side Connection sign.
Okay.
And then put it in his mouth and he was telling people who wants to eat a W, and his teammates were like, I don't know what that means. I just want to play some.
Me feel
right,
weird.
Right, I just want to play some football, you Bama. I just want to play some football. This was not the best weekend for the mobile quarterbacks in the NFL.
The athletic quarterbacks had a bad rough go.
The natural athletes that play the position. This was not a great one for him, you know? Where's Byron Leftwich when you need him, you know? A guy who can spit out a sentence for you and still lead a team down the field
while being carried by his college teammates. Cam Newton is saying the Titanic has to keep moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of moved down.
Got any Tyrod Taylor sound that we can kind of balance this thing with, Danny?
What about Danger? To Russ Wilson.
Yeah, he's good. He's cool. I've become more.
He had a bad week though.
That's fine. As long as you string some words together, I'm good with him. We need a representative.
Nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
All right, now Tanny's doing the most. Tanny's hitting him with the leg drop when he's already down.
Maybe your salvation is Brett Allen Hundley Jr.
Brett Hundley's a good man.
Maybe Brett.
Very smart dude.
Yep, maybe Brett Hundley tonight throws for 325 and completes 75% of his passes, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and then
gives you a shining
eloquent post-game oratory.
Yes, Junior. Member of Kappa Alpha Psi Incorporated as well. You know, that guy he's checking every black box.
Wait, wasn't it Shaq that invoked his fraternity before?
Come on, that doesn't come up often, Dan, and members of Black Box.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, sorry. What are you throwing at Tanny?
Because Tanny's dead.
Are you picking the foam out of the seat?
Well, it was already this way.
Don't do that.
Do I have to buy it now or something?
Well, they were going to get new chairs.
Dude, first of all, I was about to say, all these chairs are here are broken.
These chairs suck.
Yeah, they're broken. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broke-ass chairs in here.
Yeah. It ain't the chair's fault.
Well, but you don't exacerbate it.
Okay.
Other people have to sit there.
You know, my daddy, kiss my ass.
What are you talking to? I'm 37 years old.
Yeah, I'm 36, actually. I've been 37 in 2 days.
Aging yourself.
What are you doing here? Yeah, tell me on a 50,000-watt station what not to do. You know, I'll crap on the chair if I want. What are you talking about now? Know. All right, let's go to break and figure out our relationship now. It doesn't look weird. You look weird.
I look good.
You do look good
this,
today.
This segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC.
Sports Illustrated was listening to Dan Bernstein talk about injuries and wrote about it. I want to talk to him about it next right here on The Score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. What a strange, strange NFL weekend. I saw a lot of strange things, but maybe nothing more bizarre than Cam Newton's post-game presser. Cam was impressed, but admitted they lost a great player in Benjamin.
You know, yeah, we just lost a great player, but nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
Wait, what? Not exactly sure that that's the analogy you were looking for there, Cam. Like, sure, we lost a great player, but nevertheless, the Hindenburg still needs to fly. Very, very strange. Almost as strange as Jameis Winston licking his fingers that were shaped like a W and asking his teammates if they want to eat a W tonight.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio. Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazin' Rewards member. To join in for details, visit BlazinRewards.com or download the Blazin' Rewards app.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has 3 different SUVs, from the Tucson to the 7-passenger Santa Fe. Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
The Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Limited time offer.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates at cbschicago.com/legal advice.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
On gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's go back to Tracy.
Jim, I was watching Dez Bryant on the sideline. They were looking at first at the outside of that right knee, then the ankle. He did some light jogging. It was all smiles for the celebration, but then they took him into the locker room for further evaluation. They're saying a right ankle injury questionable.
All right, Dan, this is from SI.com. You talked about early in the season. We all know injuries. That's what comes with the NFL. This is from Connor Orr. The NFL does not need another crisis on its hands at the moment, but Thursday's news that Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck would be sidelined for the remainder of the season added to an injury problem that already was a little outside the norm for modern league standards. By my count, Watson and Luck make 8 total face of the franchise players, by the way, today, Jameis Winston, who have been lost to season-ending injuries this year. They joined Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Browns left tackle Joe Thomas, Chiefs safety Eric Berry, Texans defensive end J.J. Watt, and Cardinals running back David Johnson as headliner names who have not made it through a complete season. One could make an argument that Patriots wideout Julian Edelman merits consideration at that level, as does Eagles left tackle Jason Peters. Mm-hmm. But the concern doesn't extend to just stars. The MMQB looked at the total number of players placed on injury reserve at the November 1 benchmark each season for the past 5 years. As of 7 p.m. Eastern Thursday, we found the following data from the past five seasons regarding players on either injured reserve designated for return, the PUP list, or the NFI list, which is the non-football injury list. Then in 2013, that number was 252. 2014, that number was 263. 2015, that number is 233. Last year, that number is 277. This year, at the same point, there are 295 players on IR, IR, DFR, PUP, or NFI. This also seems to be the worst year for injuries to premier players in this window, with the next closest thing being 2015 when Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, Jamal Charles, and Raven defensive end Terrell Suggs were out at the same time. He also says, in my breakdown, I also tried to quantify how many of those sideline players each year were borderline starters, solid contributors to quality starters. In my view, 2017 has not been as bad as recent years for sub-Pro Bowl talent. Says, I asked former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz, who now analyzes the game for SB Nation, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, why he thought the number was now bordering on 300 over his eight-year career. Schwartz suffered hip impingements, a broken ankle, and a broken leg. He says, I think it's bad luck. Some of these injuries have been horrific. Can't predict legs breaking, knees dislocating. Eric Winston said, the guys that come in, they've now played with this awareness their whole careers. Winston said, from his perspective, it also seems more prevalent for teams to draft injured college players and place them on NFI, essentially using their rookie season as redshirt years.
I was going to wonder if there is an administrative component to this where, because of designated for return, you're more likely to use it and then come up with that designation when you are able to, or... I would have to think what the cap ramifications are, if there's any ability to save money, to extend money. There's got to be a business side to this, where maybe the stigma of using some of these lists, make a lot of lists, some of that stigma might have changed. And maybe teams are finding there's something beneficial to saying in training camp, look, we're just going to put you on this list or put you on that list.
They address the business side that you were talking about. We'll do it on the other side of an update.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you, Jason. 3:30 from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats back at Bryan Field under the light Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls practiced this morning, then flew to Toronto for tomorrow night's game against the Raptors. Fred Hoiberg saying that Bobby Portis, yes, he will play tomorrow night and will back up Lauri Markkanen at the power forward position. As for Nico Mirotic, no update yet. He still has not met with the team in total and certainly has not met with Portis. The Blackhawks are idle until Thursday at Philadelphia. Today, Corey Crawford was named the NHL's number one star for the week after posting back-to-back shutouts. Pro Football will have the Detroit at Green Bay contest tonight, the broadcast starting at 6:45. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. That's tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. at Twin Peaks. It's located at 28252 Deal Road in Warrenville. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Baird tickets, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. That'll be from 7 to 8:30. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank. For a free checking account that fits your lifestyle, a slightly up day on Wall Street. The Dow up 9, the NASDAQ up 22, the S&P 500 up 3 points. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Last couple of notes from this SI piece says, general managers may have a few more opportunities through injured reserve to bring back players, which means a handful of players who may have been released otherwise are still hanging on to the roster. Also, teams scout more players every year, which means there are more mid-level or developmental players they feel are worth keeping around. So a 3 or 4 week injury becomes a season-ending one to keep the player on your team. According to the 2011 CBA, a player will have the opportunity to obtain a second medical opinion, which limits the sole authority of a team doctor. Uh-huh. leading to a potential rise in diagnoses, or at least provides the player with more peace of mind in seeking a second or third option before a consensus amongst doctors are reached. So the numbers that we've seen, it may not be that more people are getting hurt. It's just the things that are happening around those actual injuries, where whether it be you already had one, you are a player that's hanging on to a roster because you can now redshirt a guy, or the second or third opinion that is now allowed because of the 2011 CBA.
Or maybe a player saying, look, where 15 years ago, I'm going to tough it out. I'm okay. And now you get more imaging, you get another opinion. So say, look, you'd probably be better off if you just go on IR and heal up. We have a statement here that has been posted on the Twitter feed of the Bears' Zach Miller. It reads as follows, and it's an image of him, and he has just written the words up top, "with all my love." And it says, "My wife, Kristen, and I are so incredibly thankful for the outpouring of love and support that we have received from our family, friends, the McCaskey family, and the Chicago Bears organization, fans, and the many players, coaches, and staff from around the NFL. Your well wishes have been extremely humbling and comforting. A heartfelt thank you to Dr. Mark Bowen, Dr. Michael Corcoran, the Bears medical team, and the Bears athletic training staff, as well as University Medical Center of New Orleans vascular surgeons Dr. Malachi Sheehan and Dr. Bruce Torrance, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Michael Hartman. Without their teamwork, expertise, and urgent care, I do not know if the outcome would have been as successful. Also, huge thank you to the nursing staff who have went above and beyond to take care of me during my stay at UMC. We've cleared many hurdles, and with the help of our team, doctors, and training staff, we'll continue to progress. I can't wait to get back to Chicago today to see my children and give them the biggest hug ever. I understand the challenges ahead, but the amount of love and support I have from all of you is beyond inspiring. I thank God every day for this life. I ask for your continued prayers and blessings. You are the best family, friends, and fans in the world. I have been down before, and we'll do whatever it takes to get back up. I love you all." That is from Zach Miller, who is headed home for continued medical care as he continues to recover from that awful injury.
Getting a chance to deal with him over these last 5 weeks. I know he's been on this show for a couple of years and a few years now, but he's been delightful. He's a guy that's easy to root for. He's talked about his family. And, you know, seeing Daddy on FaceTime isn't the same as being able to touch him, even though he might be laid up in a bed in the hospital here as well. It sounds like he will be, but I'm sure he is looking forward to getting back on this soil and being around his kids, and football be damned right now. You're just trying to make sure that everyone around you isn't worrying as much, and you can try to get back to living some kind of normal life. So, you know, our best wishes from the show to him.
This segment has been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. When we come back on a weekend that featured a lot of reasons to be very, very sad, there was something that that started that became really enjoyable. And it was just worth it. And look, the heavyweight championship brought a smile on my face as well, because I do like seeing a big fat man pounded into oblivion, because that's just fun. But this was something that there's something wrong with you if you didn't find a version of this to enjoy. That's next on The Score.
Tonight, it's an NFC North showdown when the Lions head to Green Bay to battle it out with the Packers on Monday Night Football. Hear all the action live on The Score. Our coverage starts at 6:45. On Sports Radio 670, The Score, Chicago.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it was.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join in for details, visit blazingrewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
This one when he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ate has been entertaining during this break watching the Jets defense. They've been dancing and celebrating the effort they put up so far and ready to finally stop somebody in the fourth quarter in the late stages. 13 minutes to go.
Nice.
So what happened was on Thursday night, they came out of break early.
Bills Jets.
And they came out in time for the nation to watch the Jets defense
give it all.
Dancing around to what was being played in the stadium by Lil Uzi Vert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of the song,
mm-hmm.
but obviously a favorite of theirs. And they started to
I believe it was XO Tour Life was the song.
They started to feel it a little bit, and the camera is, and the director's like, okay, we'll show these guys do it, you know, and Jamal all Adams.
11. All 11 were doing
all
it.
All of them.
Not one person wasn't there. Like, the defensive linemen, the linebackers, Jamal Adams back there doing the crazy little stanky leg, and he wasn't doing a stanky leg, but he was doing
not
something.
Not the Steve Coulter.
No.
Behind the back drill off the wrong foot.
Steve Coulter, yeah.
No, it was fun. And it wasn't choreographed. it wasn't one of these end zone celebrations, which, by the way, the sack race, the Travis Kelce sack race.
Terrific.
Come on now. This is just, it's the more, the better. The more, the better. It's one thing about the NFL this year that I love unabashedly. But this was another thing where it was more like the Cubs bullpen home run dancing, where everybody's doing their own something, little thing right to the rhythm. So it inspired a hashtag. And the hashtag was Jets Dance to Anything. And people were taking that 40 seconds, which is the perfect amount of time, and overlaying whatever possible song you could think of, from the SpongeBob theme.
I heard Billy Joel from Spice Adams.
He also did the Peanuts theme, which, if you remember, in the Charlie Brown Christmas, there is that shot of everybody dancing. Mm-hmm. And I give Spice credit, because when you think everybody's doing their own thing, so when you do the Vince Guaraldi, and it works because everybody's feeling it in his own little way they're dancing. Right. But I mean, I was just rolling, because every next one is, you know, the Laverne and Shirley, you know, we're gonna give us any chance we'll take. And it, for, like I say, for a weekend that ended with just and is continuing with a deep and awful sadness.
Yeah,
that
was a little bright moment for you.
That was a little bright moment that, and also, you know, sharing, because my kid won't really watch anything unless it's
YouTube.
A YouTube video or like
I just got
a cat falling down the stairs.
I just
or
got
something.
The YouTube app going on my Xfinity X1 box, because you can have your apps up there, and I am now watching television on YouTube. Like I'm watching like those shows and those podcasts that I watch, and my Everyday Struggle from Complex magazine that I watch every
Desus
morning.
Desus and Meryl.
Desus and Meryl. I still give Viceland a shout out on that one. I don't watch Desus and Meryl on Viceland. Some of the clips, some of the extended interviews I watch, but I watch that on a nightly basis due to my cable. But man, YouTube is they got YouTube TV now that's sponsoring things. Like, We're about 5-7 years away from television saying, all right, we're done now.
Everything's over the top. Yeah.
Dude, YouTube is a monster. I'm not telling any you know, I'm not going out on a limb there as a billion-dollar entity, a couple of $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken.
630 said my favorite was the Jets dancing to Hava Nagila. I didn't see that either. Because the fact is, any beat works with the way they were dancing.
Oh, yeah. They were getting it on. And that kind of fun. Like, when it happens like that and the spontaneity of it, man, you know, you don't know who's winning, or you don't care who's winning or losing. Like, those 11 grown men who are millionaires who just in that moment become kids.
It isn't just that. It is more stark the way football players look right now. Because the way football equipment is, these guys look more menacing than ever. And if you go back, and it used to be sort of like, you know, guys wearing bookshelves on their shoulders with their, you know,
huge pads,
plastic bucket on their head,
the neck roll,
and over time, football players have
tighter,
they're tighter, leaner, meaner, and now everybody.
I remember when Michael Strahan and OC came out there with no, pretty much like the armpits of their jerseys
the
cut
McCaffrey
out.
Pads.
Yeah, wait a minute, you guys, what are you doing? That's because you want to get held,
right? So
everybody's got small pads,
but because you forget, and this happens to me also when you're watching a hockey game and the goalie takes off his helmet and you're like, oh yeah, there's a person in there. It's not just like goal stopping robot pad machine.
Right.
Pad machine.
By the way, sack race.
Thank you. But when the gladiators, when the guys who are out there killing each other, all of a sudden like,
yeah,
and just
time to have a good time.
Right.
For a couple
seconds,
yeah.
it's not a look what I did. That wasn't us. It wasn't I just sacked a guy or I made the pick.
The music
it was,
just jumped
we're not,
in
they them. Weren't playing. It's just something. There was just a vibe there that was like, dang, they were in the middle of an NFL game on the field and a dance party breaks out.
Body is hurting because it's a Thursday night
yes.
game at that. You know, there's a lot of contributing factors. So yeah, hashtag Jets will dance. Was it Jets will dance to anything?
Jets dance to anything.
Jets
and
dance
the
anything.
Jets official Twitter feed
of course.
Put out like the applause emoji, a string of applause emojis just for the hashtag, for the work everybody was doing.
These Twitter feeds are going at it, by the way. The Eagles, did you see the Eagles apologize to their fans for running out of fireworks because they scored so much on the Broncos? And the Broncos retort was like, all right, come on now. Like, you're doing a lot now. We appreciate it. I thought
that was like the Jerry DiNardo thing when he talked about, who was it, Indiana, where they played at USC. And you know how they have the Trojan horse that runs up and down the field? He goes, we almost just about killed that horse. They scored so many points.
There was a Doug story at Kansas City. When they would play before the AFL and NFL merged, they'd like play like crossover games like two or three a year.
Okay.
And they were playing at Kansas City one year, and he talked about it. I forget what year it was, but Kansas City just whipped their ass, and they had some horse named whatever. He's like, the horse, kid, I tell you, the horse had a heart attack right on the sideline.
That's because Doug punched it.
Like Mongo.
Right, Doug punched it. But yeah, these Twitter feeds are getting into it. There is fun stuff to be had because of social media. Like, we often think of social media, especially Twitter, as this like dark place where everybody's angry and everybody's got a bad word for you. But there's like this, and like other things in social media, there's certain things that you catch on and like, oh, that was cute, that was fun, you know, or some challenge will happen or something like that. It isn't always the nasty cave that we think it is, especially because, you know, in this industry, if you got to have a hot take. By the way, what the hell is up with people actually using the phrase, you know, I got a hot take for you? I thought it was always us making fun of someone's take by saying, oh, that's a hot take. Like, people are in the business now saying, I got a hot take when we come back. Like, you can't.
Oh, so it's come back around?
Yeah, you can't characterize your take as being hot. And all you're telling me is I'm saying something for effect here coming up. Like, that's all you're doing here to me.
Speaking of which.
Oh, well.
Did you hear what happened with Skip Bayless?
Oh, I didn't know you were going. I thought you were going to the player end of this. I thought you were going.
Oh, no, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I know we got Eric Edholm at the top. You're talking about Romo and Dion?
Yes.
Okay, because that came up. Because that was the same guy, right? Marcus Peters, right?
Yes.
The guy we talked about last week who did the
listening to the show, telling you. Yeah, SI, and now like, Tony Romo's listening to
like
you.
Like, everybody's listening, huh? Well, hopefully. Tony's around a lot. He's got that palatial Lake Geneva estate.
Does he?
Oh my God, his house in Lake Geneva? You haven't seen it?
No. I'm looking up now. Who's he married to?
Caught a big ass bass right in front of it, too. There's a terrific fishing spot right in front of his house.
Doesn't Tony Romo have like a star wife, too?
I don't know.
I thought his. Candace Crawford. She's Miss Missouri.
Wow, look at all these beauty queens. Miss Texas gets a ring. Miss Missouri.
Come on.
Wow. But Skip Bayless apparently was excoriating Carson Wentz for a sack strip.
Really?
For allowing for fumbling late in the game, pounding him for it, not realizing it was Nick Foles.
Ooh.
So Wentz had come out and Foles had come in and he spent, I mean, he went in.
Hot take?
You can't do this. And this just shows you how much development. And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Abort the mission type stuff.
Yeah.
like, hit the eject button.
I mean, does he wear an IFB? I mean, does
you gotta think so, right? That's your producer's
not everybody not does.
That's your producer's not taking care of you.
Right.
That's what that is.
That's like Francesa's call screener at that point, right?
You got a job over at Fox Sports.
Look, we've all done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It happens. Right. It happens sometimes.
Did he make fun of himself?
No.
He didn't?
No. I guess it just sort of happened. Skip.
Did Shannon check him? I don't catch that show unless it's on the Twitter timeline where Shannon's going off on someone.
The only thing I see is a promo when I happen to have 219 on, and there's a promo, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they are still.
Or when Clay Travis is veiling his racism.
Well, veiling it?
Yeah, not anymore.
That kind of stopped.
312-644-6767 is the phone number.
And this segment is brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care. From Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Top of the hour, Eric Edholm, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk a little foosball with him. You can jump in the conversation as well. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, a Bears-less Monday, right here on 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
that warm.
Just keep listening to the Mully and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
At 670 the...
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VA.
Hey, Chicagoland, it's Mark Grody, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, here with me. And Ryan, I heard you have another office here in the Chicago area. Where is it?
No, you're absolutely right, Mark. We just opened our newest location in Schaumburg. Actually, it's been a few months, but our clients sure do love that. But even if you don't live by one of the home loan expert offices, we will come to you. We will meet with you at your home or office to get the mortgage process started. It's just another way that we are killing the competition with our customer service. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank, member FDIC.
Root for this.
We live sports, we breathe sports, we eat sports, we talk about it on the air as well. And you know why I do that? Because Xfinity X1 helps me out a whole lot. It provides fast and convenient access to live games, scores of all the games currently in progress, additional coverage of the games that I'm not watching, like the Bulls and Pelicans at the time, and a visual representation of the statistics and analysis and upcoming league schedules. You know why? Because I can just say sports into my X1 voice remote or press C. The C button is a godsend. I get all the scores right there on the right hand side of my screen while the picture is still in focus for me. If I'm watching a game show or watching a movie, I can say record or watch whatever sporting event I want to, because the X1 box and, of course, and more importantly, the X1 voice remote has changed my life. You got to get that C button in your life, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there. And if you haven't upgraded your remote, just go ahead and call them up. 1-800-XFINITY is the way to do that, or go to Xfinity.com for more details. If you are a sports fan, you need the X1 sports app, you need the X1 box, you need the X1 voice remote. This is Jason Goff for Xfinity. I'm telling you right now, 1-800-XFINITY or Xfinity.com. Don't cheat yourself. It is the future.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You can rate CBS tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're going to talk to Eric Edholm in a couple of minutes. I heard the Spiegel and Parkin show lead off their show with it today, and it's not like we're not aware of what happens in the news outside of sports. And Dan kind of touched on it a little bit in the last segment, the things that make you happy, even though there's a lot of craziness going on in our world. And man, you know, a place of worship when that is not a safe place. You know, it happened in South Carolina last year. It happened in San Antonio yesterday. Two of the three worst mass shootings in U.S. history have happened, 35 days apart? Four of the last five have happened in the last 18 months. So this isn't a political show and all that other stuff, but man, it's about humanity at some point. You know, somebody's going to have to be on the side of humanity. And whether you want to talk about...
He was killing toddlers and infants.
Yeah, man. I saw a picture of three generations of a family gunned down in that situation in San Antonio, Texas yesterday.
The people, I mean, Michael Skolnick is one journalist who's been sharing pictures of the children, and I had to temporarily mute it. I was...